Chapter 1. Born into Deception. Gypsy Rose Blanchard was born on July 27, 1991, in Louisiana. Her parents were Claudine D.D. Blanchard, 24, and Rod Blanchard, 17. They had married shortly before her birth, but the marriage ended quickly. Rod said he realized on his 18th birthday that he didn't truly love D.D. and had married for the wrong reasons. He left before Gypsy was born, and D.D. moved in with her family to raise the child on her own. From the beginning, D.D. told people that Gypsy was sick. When Gypsy was just 3 months old, D.D. said she had sleep apnea. She took her to the hospital for tests, but doctors found nothing wrong. Still, D.D. insisted something was wrong. Over time, she added more and more illnesses. She said Gypsy had a chromosomal disorder and would need lifelong care. When Gypsy was a toddler, D.D. claimed she had muscular dystrophy. She told doctors that Gypsy could not walk without help. As a result, Gypsy began using a walker even though she had no physical limitations. Later, D.D. would make her use a wheelchair. D.D.'s medical claims began shaping every part of Gypsy's life. Even though test results often came back normal, D.D. either changed doctors or insisted they were mistaken. She used her past experience working as a nurse's aide to sound convincing and often knew what to say to get doctors to believe her. D.D. also claimed that Gypsy had seizures and other conditions. Doctors prescribed medications based on her descriptions, even though there was no strong evidence of the symptoms. Gypsy was given anti-seizure medication, and later, more treatments for other imagined problems. These claims led to many hospital visits and medical procedures that were not needed. As Gypsy grew older, she became a familiar face at hospitals in Louisiana. D.D. brought her to medical centers like Tulane Medical Center and Children's Hospital of New Orleans. She often stayed at Ronald McDonald houses during long appointments. She was presented as a sick child with multiple disabilities. D.D. gained sympathy and support from many charities and organizations who believed she was a devoted mother caring for a seriously ill daughter. Gypsy's childhood was filled with doctor visits, medications, and special events. In 2001, when she was about 10 years old, D.D. claimed she was only 8. That year, Gypsy was crowned honorary queen of the crew of Mid-City during Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The group focuses on children, and Gypsy was introduced as a sweet young girl who loved animals and had 4 cats. She told people her grandfather was her best friend. Rod Blanchard, though separated from D.D., remained involved. He sent monthly child support payments and gifts for Gypsy. He later said that D.D. limited his contact with their daughter and made it hard for him to see her. She told others that Rod was an abusive alcoholic who didn't care about Gypsy, which wasn't true. This helped D.D. stay in control and kept people from asking too many questions. By the time Gypsy was around 7 or 8, she had an accident while riding on a motorcycle with her grandfather. It was a minor fall that scraped her knee, but D.D. used it as another reason to say Gypsy needed a wheelchair. After that, Gypsy stopped walking in public. She spent the rest of her childhood being pushed in a wheelchair, even though she could walk on her own. D.D.'s attention to Gypsy's supposed health problems became the center of their lives. It shaped how Gypsy saw herself and how others treated her. With each year, the list of illnesses grew, and the truth became harder to see. D.D.'s need to keep Gypsy close and dependent on her was stronger than anyone realized at the time. The lies had started early, and they were only getting deeper.